Well, hey, y'all. It is such an honor and privilege for us to be here with y'all today for your fifth Sunday singing. We want to thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to sing a couple this morning. We just want to have a great time worshiping the Lord with y'all. So we just want to, you want to say amen, shout hallelujah. I promise you, you will not disturb us one bit. You just go right ahead. We hope that y'all will come back this afternoon and be a part of the afternoon concert. I guarantee you, all these instruments that you see here, including that washboard over there on the floor, you're going to see all of these instruments played this afternoon. So I guarantee you, we'll do so many different styles and kinds of songs, but we'll hit something that everybody likes. But we want to have a wonderful time. As I said, we're going to do one more song for you this morning for the morning service. And this is one of my favorite songs from our latest CD because it reminds us of what a wonderful Savior that we have. You know, all the other people that Buddha and Muhammad and all of those, if you go to their graves, they're still there. I'm so thankful this morning that I serve a risen Savior and that when He arose, He didn't leave anything behind. And I'm so thankful that we have a Savior that is faithful to watch over us. All we have to do is look up to Him and call upon His name, and He's faithful to be there for us. You know, there's so many things. I can't imagine living in this world today without knowing that I have a Savior that is walking with me each and every step that I take. And that's what this song reminds us of, what a wonderful Savior we have when it says, Jesus, what a wonderful name.
Conform, we will be left by the change. New world religion serves the God of their choice. Salvation still comes in one name. That name is Jesus, the sweet rose of Sharon, the spotless Savior Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lion of Judah, promised to Emmanuel, God's Son.
it's getting louder. I have a place to rise above the noise. I head out where the air is a whole lot cleaner. My daddy showed me when I was just a boy. Up on this ridge, I look back down the mountain. Down at the valley, down where I once was. From where I stand, trouble looks so much smaller. Up on this ridge, talking with God. The sky is clear and blue where I'm going. The birds are singing their songs up in the trees. As I pass by and move on up the mountain, the mountain maker, he makes a way for me. Up on this ridge, I look back down the mountain. Down at the valley, down where I once was. From where I stand, trouble looks so much smaller. Up on this ridge, talking with God. My secret place where I'll stay a little longer than I did a time or two before. Down on my knees, my pathway's getting brighter. I'm way up here, just talking with the Lord. Up on this ridge, I look back down the mountain. Down at the valley, down where I once was. From where I stand, trouble looks so much smaller. Up on this ridge, talking with God. From where I stand, trouble looks so much smaller. Up on this ridge, talking with God.
You're the one. Love and grace sings brighten up the day.
just to know the debt's been paid. Heaven's on the way, makes the world a better place, loving grace. Every day we represent the Master, with a chance to show His love that's in our hearts. By showing grace to a struggling brother, we give the one who fell another star. Knowing there is no one great among us, no one who should dare pick up a stone. If we're going to win this world, Jesus, it'll be by love and grace alone. Love and grace makes real the gospel message. Love and grace takes all the shame away. Love and grace breaks the heavy chains of bondage, gives every hurting heart a resting place. Love and grace sings a happy song of praises. Love and grace sings brighten up the day. Love and grace brings us up heavenly places, just to know the debt's been paid. Heaven's on the way, makes the world a better place, loving
But I'll thank Him someday by Harrison Field. On an old rugged cross on a hill. Oh, I thank him for that cross on a hill.
Amen.
Thank you.
Savior. Can't you save yourself? As the blood from his crown stained his face, the soldiers of thought, they held him to the cross, but it wasn't the nails that held him in place. It was love that wouldn't let go. It was love that wouldn't let go. The kind that holds on when all others lose hope. It was love that wouldn't let go. Oh, the kind that holds on when all others lose hope. It was love that wouldn't let go.
But you know, sometimes we wake up with a smile on our face and a song in our heart, and we can't wait to face the world and just get out there because we're in such a great mood. And the very first person you meet is that person that's got that look on their face that says, "I dare you to say anything to me." Y'all know that look I'm talking about. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that, I get scared. You don't know whether to duck, run, hide, what to do. But I've learned if we'll meet that person with a smile on her face, remind them that God loves them. As my family likes to tell me, God loves you and the rest of us are trying. But sometimes it's that simple act of kindness, that tiny seed of love that we can sow and show our fellow man that can make all the difference in their day. Sometimes it can make all the difference in their life. Because you see, we never know what love has grown. A simple act of kindness done in Jesus' name. Then the one receiving turns around to do the same. Every time it happens, it reminds us all that something really good can come from something small, like ripples on the water made by a tiny stone. Echoes cross canyon going on and on, like mighty oak stars from sea to soul. And then one day we'll be shown what love is grown. Love is love when spoken, love is love indeed. We have further orchestrated opportunities. Every day we can reach out to those in need. Who knows where one touch or who passion might lead. Like ripples on the water made by a tiny stone. Echoes cross canyon going on and on. Like mighty oak stars from sea to sun. Thank you. When they said Silversea that night, things were mighty quiet. But long before the sun came up, it sounded like a riot. Lightning flashed and thunder roared. They cried, Lord Jesus, save our souls. Boats rocking on the seas scared them half to death. When the waves came down, he spoke peace, and the wind ran out of the room.
Sometimes you gotta rock the boat to steal the storm. Sometimes you gotta rock the boat to steal the storm.
Sometimes you gotta ride it out, just what faith is for.
Sometimes you gotta rock the boat.
Rock the boat.
When life is rough and you don't think you can take it any longer, remember it's the hard times, it'll make your faith grow stronger. So when the pain is coming down, you feel you're about to drown. When it seems there's no way out, he'll provide a way. So listen to that still small voice and hear his spirit say.
Sometimes you gotta rock the boat to steal the storm. Sometimes you gotta rock the boat to steal the storm.
Sometimes you gotta ride it out, just what faith is for.
Sometimes you gotta rock the boat.
Filled with letters, no photographs. He wonders how could the seasons have changed so fast. Though the years have been good, he can't believe how they've flown. He says he's not getting older, just closer to home. Closer to home, and all that awaits for him at the end of this journey called faith. There's a Savior he loves and some dear friends he. He smiles 'cause he's thinking
how he's getting closer to home.
She never expected be where she is. She always thought he'd get
offered her when she's alone. Though it won't bring him back, it makes her feel close to home. Closer to home, and all that waits for her at the end of this journey. Savior she loves, and some difference she's known. She smiles cause she's thinking how she's getting closer to home. So let thy music play, it sounds sweeter every day. Can you hear the Savior we love, and some dear friends we've known.
We can smile just thinking how we.
Looks like snow has fallen in the bright October sun. Cotton fields are calling for the harvesters to come. And the urgent words of Jesus burning in my mind. Open your eyes, it's time.
Lift high the
glory,
seek out the lost
and tell the story
that Jesus saves. The hour is late,
maybe later than we thought, so lift high,
lift high.
Gospel goes unspoken in the fields he's called us to. So let him find us faithful, for there are desperate souls waiting to hear. Let's go.
Lift high the cross
in all its glory.
Seek out the lost
and tell story
that Jesus saves. The hour is late,
maybe later than we thought, so
lift high the cross.
Wave mercy like a banner over grace and love. There is hope for the hopeless
if we'll just lift high the cross
in all its glory.
Seek out the lost
and tell the story
that Jesus saves. The hour is late,
maybe later than we thought, so lift high,
lift high.
Faithful and lived high
the
know, as Christians, it is our job to lift high that cross, to let a lost and hurting world know about our Lord and Savior, to wave that banner of mercy. You know, we live in a world that everywhere you turn, you see people hurting. You see so many people doing crazy things just to get noticed, to feel like they've mattered or made some kind of difference in this world. You know, John 13:34-35 tells us, and these are letters written in red, so this is Jesus' words to you and me. He said, in this commandment I leave you, to love one another as I have loved you. And by this they'll know you're my disciples. You know, it's not good enough to just tell a lost and hurting world about our Savior. We've got to show them His love. We've got to show Him how wonderful our Savior is. Each and every day we live, we make choices. We make choices of how we live our lives, how we treat those around us. So many times it's easy to wake up in a bad mood and think, well, I'm just going to be in a bad mood today. I don't feel good. Whoever gets in my path, so be it. Not realizing that those choices that we make for us have a much further reach. They affect our family, our friends, those around us, and sometimes the greatest testimony that we can have is not in the words that we say, but in the actions we take every single day that we live. They matter so much more than we could ever dream.
Used to believe what money would bring was worth more than anything else. But all that changed when I had a dream and I got a good look at myself. I came face to face with the ghost of my past and the spirit of what was to come. And they made it clear that one day I'd have to answer for what I had done. And I saw what I had become. The choices you make, the chances you take, they'll follow you all of your life. And I'm just trying to live, so when I die, the preacher won't have to lie. And I ain't no saint, and I ain't made no great sacrifice. But I just keep trying to carry my weight. I keep trying to do what is right. But it's hard to do right sometimes. The choices you make, the chances you take, they'll follow you all of your life. I'm just trying to live, so when I die, the preacher won't have to lie. Enemy,
It is our greatest prayer, desire, and wish that each and every one of you here this afternoon know the Lord is your Savior. And that if you don't, that you won't wait till it's too late. We want to ask you to stand with us as we do this last song, and we want to ask your pastor to come down to the front. We're going to end this afternoon with a very old song that many of y'all are probably going to recognize. And I heard in the Sunday school lesson this morning, we were sitting over here listening, I heard the gentleman mention Miss Fanny Crosby's name. The song was written by Miss Fanny Crosby, and it has a timeless message that's most important to each and every one of us. Pastor.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry.